Does land have value if a landslide went through it? Chris McGraw says no.
Paying property taxes on a piece of property that you'll never live on and never use is difficult for her.
The her in question is Christine McGraw. She bought the land, Lot 1, in the North Woodbury subdivision for $110,000 in 2014 to build a home. It was partially complete when the landslide hit, killing two construction workers painting inside and the city's building inspector. Christine was traveling during the appeal, so her ex-husband, Chris, represented her before the assembly, acting as the Board of Equalization.
She lost her house and it was not insured, and so there's significant financial loss on her part.
Now, here's the tricky part about this case. Sitka does not have anything in code about how to adjust value after a natural disaster, which left assessor Wendy Lawrence in a tough spot. She told the assembly that in previous Sitka landslides, property values were seldom adjusted and dropped 20 to 30% at most. The Kramer slide is clearly a unique case.
This was an unprecedented event. You know, we did not have loss of life in the prior slides, and I do realize that. But this is I have to have a standard procedure on which to evaluate everyone.
Without a legal compass to follow, Lawrence took her cue from Juneau's mass wasting ordinance for landslides, which advises property values be reduced by 50%. The assembly approved, and when the January 1st assessment rolled around, Lot 1's new value was $52,700. The McGraws think it should be zero. Here's Chris.
In August, you couldn't find a buyer anywhere that would pay $5 for that property. So if what we're going by is fair market value, and you're not going to be able to sell this property for possibly, you know, years to come, 10, 20, then it has no value.
Saying that is one thing, but proving the land would flop on the market is a different story. In these appeals, the burden of proof is on the petitioner, not the assessor, and the McGraws didn't bring any factual or written evidence that the land could not be sold because they hadn't put the property up for sale. Four parcels in the vicinity have sold since the landslide. Basically, the argument Lot 1 would have no buyer for even building a storage shed needed more proof. Here's Mayor Mim McConnell.
If you had anything in writing of someone saying, I was interested and looked and said, no, I'm not going to buy this,
No. That
would be some evidence that we could accept. You're asking us just to take your word for it, but we need to have some evidence.
On those grounds, the land's value was upheld, which means Christine McGraw will have to pay $312.60 in property taxes. As the Board of Equalization, the Assembly is bound by pretty strict legal standards. But Assemblymember Matthew Hunter lamented this is the way it has to be.
I don't know. It's a really awkward situation because we're kind of stuck here by code and the process that we have created.
Hunter added that next year, when the board meets, he hopes Christine McGraw will have more evidence. Chris McGraw said the same.
You know, my hope is for next year, now that they have the hazard assessment, that they may reevaluate those valuations for the parcels up there.
The two other parcels damaged by the Kramer Avenue landslide belong to Andrew Frisky and Scott MacArthur. On January 1st, the city prohibited construction in the area until an engineer does a hazard assessment. And those findings may be the key to truly valuing the land for what it's worth. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.